So I did something a little crazy, and I hear people talking about November, and obviously we have the no shave November, but I decided to change the N in November to M and call it Move-ember. Why? Because I see so many people, November shows up and it's literally time to hibernate, like for the rest of the year. People think that there is no movement at the end of the year. And if that was the case, then we would not have Black Friday and holiday sales going on like crazy, right? So what I see is people think either A, this year is almost over, so let's just wait to the new year, which is, let's be honest, playing small. Or B, they haven't reached their goals and they've given up, so why bother, which is also playing small. Or C, they figure everyone is also in hibernation, so sales can't be made. Again, playing small. I just want you to imagine for a second, what if during the month of Movember, because it's no longer called the N-word, we made huge moves. We made big moves, which would create momentum. Momentum, but that would flow into December. And momentum that would flow into 2023. We wouldn't need to get ramped up for the new year because we were already there. Now, this is in no way saying that we don't rest, we don't take a break. It's just saying that don't give up on a month that has so much potential. So what are some ways that you can play bigger in Movember? So my personal favorite is obviously have a holiday offer. It can be something you've already created, something you were going to create anyhow, or something that you're pre-selling. It does not have to be something that's going to take a lot of work. The next way is like really start analyzing your social media game. Like even if you're not selling anything, you could be building stronger relationships. You could be attracting new followers. You could be doing so many things and having people like really, like I said in yesterday's episode, really like, oh my gosh, the amount of value this person is giving is insane, which means they're paying on to your every word and they're paying attention so that when you do have the offer, if you're waiting till the first of the year or whenever, they're ready to buy, right? The next thing is simply building relationships, getting on phone calls with people if that's what you do, hopping in the DMs, not being gross, but literally genuinely being interested in people. I've told this story before, but I used to hop in people's DMs and talk to them, but I had the full intention of making a sell. It never worked and it never felt good. But as soon as I changed that perspective and I was like, wait a minute, this feels gross. It's not working. So what if I just built relationships for relationships? And if I get a sell out of it, great, but that's not the purpose. And then that's when things really started changing. The other thing you can do in Movember is you can start looking at things that you can delegate for the first of the year, or maybe get people on a trial basis now, right? Instead of waiting for the first of the year. Maybe it's handing off stuff. Maybe it's delegating. Maybe it's hiring on an assistant. You can make big moves by upping your email game, getting consistent before the new year gets here. You know, it's kind of like working out. We see so many people like go all in and indulging in everything bad and unhealthy for them and overdoing it, because they're going to start working out on January 1st. But what if we had maintenance mode in mind and we actually started doing things that are going to help our business come January 1st, even if we're not selling anything at the end of the year? You could even take this time to invest in something that you've been wanting to invest in, a mentor, support system, accountability, learning. But don't hibernate. There are so many things that you can do to set yourself up for so much more success when January gets here. But the question is, are you in November where nothing is happening, or are you in Movember? November, which means it's time to play bigger, my friend, and make big moves.